Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Trundlebed Tales Radio. We're at a much different time than we normally are this morning with this roving report for the very good reason that I'm going to be attending the pageant tonight and probably tomorrow night too, so I didn't want to schedule it in the evening because I really wasn't sure at all how that was going to work time-wise. So that's why we're doing it in the morning, and we're doing it bright and early in the morning for some of you because I'm going to be out and about here. In fact, I was almost tempted to get up and go try and get some new sunrise pictures, but I looked at the clock at 4:30 this morning and resisted. So I haven't been out and about yet today, but I did drive around some after I was here last night when I arrived, and I can give you a heads up of some of the things that are going on right now and that are going to be going on today. And I hope you enjoy it. And I probably will do another roving report on either tomorrow or Monday, but I don't have that scheduled yet. So kind of keep an eye on Twitter and Facebook and the Blog Talk page, or just check the archives after this weekend if you don't care so much about hearing it live. Oh, and we have a couple people on this morning. We've got Lori from Ohio and Laura Welsler, who I probably just mispronounced your name. Sorry, I'm terrible at that. I didn't think we'd have anybody in the chat room this morning, so I'm glad to see some people are on. So if you have any questions about what's going on in DeSmet, feel free to shout them out, or if anybody wants to call in quick, the number is 714-242-5253-1800. Well, 1-877-633-9389. Okay, so I got here last night, and I can tell you that the flooding is definitely down. There are still a few roads that were damaged to the point that they're still impassable. One of the roads, the one to the east side of the homestead, the very first opportunity you have to go by it, from Highway 14, that road is still impassable because there's standing water on it yet. But for the most part, things seem to have recovered around here, except out by Lake Thompson and Lake Henry. Let me do a quick, just in case you don't know this. When you cross the border from Iowa, Minnesota into South Dakota, you immediately drop an inch of annual rainfall. It's 26 in Iowa, western Iowa, and it's 25 once you get across the Missouri into South Dakota. By the time you get to the other end of the state, it's dropped another 13 inches, which is a rapid decline. And those are really averages, true averages. There are years when it's really wet in South Dakota and years when it's really dry. And typically people make do by doing well in the good years and then using that to kind of tide them over the drier years. This is definitely a wet year, and because of that, I intend to go get some great Silver Lake pictures. But I don't think maybe that the people who have been building up around Lake Thompson as sort of a lake reserve kind of, you know, all these private houses were built very, very close to the lake, and I don't think they took that annual average into into consideration when they built their houses, because a lot of those houses on the lake were highly damaged and flooded out, and the roads around it, and the whole county, Kingsbury County, is a disaster area, but it's mostly because of those houses down by Lake Thompson. There's also crop damage, and driving across Highway 14 from Brookings, there's still some fields that are underwater. There's a lot more fields that you can tell where they were underwater. But it doesn't look like there's currently a lot of flooding. So Don't worry about that if you're planning a trip to Desmet later this year. It seems to, much like Iowa, have gone from too much water to not enough. It's extremely dry out here in a lot of places. I was out at the Ingalls Homestead, and the grass was as yellow as I've ever seen it. So it's been a change. It was very, very hot last weekend this year, or this weekend, it's so far at least, been nicer, and I certainly hope that continues. And we also avoided a thunderstorm, a severe thunderstorm last night, barely, so that was great. The pageant this year, I think I mentioned, is by the Shores of Silver Lake. I didn't actually go to it last night, but I'm going to go tonight, and I've got my tickets for tonight and Sunday, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. But actually, it was kind of interesting because I had arrived after the before the pageant started, but late enough that I didn't want to try and go. So I was up at the memorial site looking back across the pageant grounds with all the people in place, and that was kind of a nifty thing. I enjoyed that. And then I drove around town, and I saw there were lots of signs everywhere, and it's because they have tried to make this 40th anniversary a community-wide event. And so they have all sorts of things going on. They're the Laura Ingalls Wilder Memorial Society, and that's the organization that has the Surveyor's House and the Third Street House. They also have a one-room school that used to be one. They only let you in through the glass door, which was too bad. But it used to be one of the best restored one-room schools, museums that I have seen. They stripped all that out, and it's now a Discovery Center where they have hands-on activities. And they're going to have a special one going on where you can make butter. They also have available at the Memorial Society maps for a walking tour. I haven't done it yet, but I talked to Nancy Cleveland last night, who's been here quite a while, and she said she's tried to go on that and had a little bit of difficulty finding some of the stuff that they had it marked, but that there is a lot of interesting things to see on that. The Desmet City Museum is in the old Desmet Depot. Now, this isn't the one Laura talks about, the two-story depot burnt down. This is the one that they replaced it with. So it's just a one-story depot, but that's the Desmet Museum. And they have a railroad hat that you can get there in addition to their normal displays. Also there is the Harvey Dent School, which has been restored and has pictures from Harvey Dunn in it. And it's really a nice little exhibit there. I enjoy it. And you can get a Laura Ingalls Wilder bookmark there. Country View Catering is going to have Eat Like a Farmer Boy pork loin and fried apples and onions for a meal. At Ward's Store, you can get lemonade, which is, of course, Ward's. Was from Montgomery Ward's, but it was originally the Coates Hardware store. There was the Loftus store, and that's, of course, where Laura purchased Pa's suspenders, and they have an activity there where you can make a pair of suspenders. I'm wondering if they're full-sized or if they're the little ones they put on the card. They sell the most darling Pa's suspenders on a card there. That was one of my favorite finds last time I was in Desmet. Desmet News. That, of course, it isn't the building, but it's the business where Laura got her name cards. And you can stop in and make your own name card and see where Carrie worked. The Prairie Manor is serving ice cream, lemonade, and gingerbread, which is great because I love them. The Good Samaritan Center is going to have a barbecue supper and live music. The Cowboy Country Store, which is one of the little gas station convenience stores on Main Street when you come in. Well, it's off of Highway 14, I mean. And they're going to have popcorn and milk, as from Farmer Boy. Lynn's Lens is offering old-time photos. Wood carvers are going to be demonstrating in the Desmet News, which I have no idea where. I don't see where they'd have the space to do that, but okay, that's what they say. Pa's Church, the original church building, is now the Alliance Church of Desmet, and there is, I noticed last night there's a nice big brown sign pointing the way for that. Maynard's, which is the grocery store here in town, it's a fairly smallish grocery store, but definitely a modern one. They're saying that they're going to have penny candy, like in a general store. There's going to be a spinning, crocheting, and quilting demonstration at the Ingalls Homestead, of course, is going to be me. I'm going to be presenting at 1 and at 4, and I'm going to be doing a modified version of my packing up program. They're going to have a Nordic dance display in the City Park and demonstration. There's going to be at the American Legion Hall demonstration with soap maker, and I'm not even going to try this last name, Amanda, and then it says S-V-E-C, period. There's supposed to be a cemetery walk and a vintage hair parlor, have your hair braided just like Laura's on a walk-in basis, which is, I think, a nifty idea. I hope it keeps going. I could see that being a thing they do regularly. I hope so. There's also a cemetery walk, which I think I have always enjoyed cemetery walks in the past. The one Broke does is just great. So I have high hopes for this one. I hope I can report back on it. It kind of depends on the schedule. On my schedule, it says it's supposed to be at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to try and be there at 9 o'clock, and hopefully somebody else will be, because the other copy of the schedule I've seen has it at 11 and 1, and if it's at 11 and 1, I doubt I'm going to be able to attend that. And I'm sorry, but it says that Firefox has just stopped working, which is an interesting thing. So I'm not sure if it's going to cut me off or not, but we've got about 2 minutes here, so hopefully it will bring it back. If it doesn't, then you probably can't hear me right now, but I hope that you enjoyed getting caught up on what's going on in DeSmet. I really am impressed with the wide body of different activities that they have offered for this, and I hope that they at least continue with some of these in future years. I told you back when we did the DeSmet pageant interview that you were going to definitely want to be here this year, and I hope that some of you will. I've heard from a couple of you, and if so, I'll be looking forward to seeing you today at the Bethany Church on the Ingalls Homestead. And I think this isn't going to come back and quickly enough for me to do the theme song. But I'm going to keep talking here for a minute just in case, because I'm not exactly sure what it's going to do if I don't hit the end program button. So we are in an interesting new world here. I'm watching. Oh, well, it says 90 seconds, so hopefully it's still going. that totally threw me off the rest of what I was going to say. Well, in any case, it looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day here in DeSmet. I hope that some of you will get a chance to come out, if not this weekend, that you'll put DeSmet on your schedule soon for a coming year. They don't know what the pageant in particular is going to be next year, but I am sure it is well going to be worth it. A lot of people, when they were planning the Laurapalooza trip, added on a day in Walnut Grove and DeSmet, and I hope you will consider doing the same. And it's still not letting me back in to play the theme song. Well, I hope that you will join me either tomorrow or Monday for another roving report from DeSmet, and that you have a great day. Goodbye.